Katie.
How does that sound any better?
That sounds a little better. Let me call your mom on Skype and see if I can get a hold.
Cool, I'll be here.
San Fernando, Santa Cruz. Hey, Katie, I have this lady here on the phone who'd like to say hi.
Yay!
Say that again. You're really broken up.
Yay! Is it my mom?
Hold on. I'm going to move the microphone around here and see if I get the speaker working.
Hi, Katie. Can you hear me? Mom! Yes! Me and Dina can hear you. Oh, it's nice to hear your voice. You sound happy. Is Greg still there, or did he come back to Santa Cruz already?
He's already back in Santa Cruz. His little flight was so tiny, I barely even saw him.
Did you get the journal?
I got the journal with the pictures of you. They are so beautiful. You're just so dang cute! And the chandelier and the New York City view and your letter that's in my hand is just the best advice ever.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I knew it was because I just kind of know you pretty well. So, yeah, and so tell me how that is going and then how Dina is doing. Over.
Well, first of all, I have to say, I have to confess a few more things to you before I tell you about Dina and my younger roommate. The journal you gave me, that all the little one that was supposed to come, is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. However, the directions were not read quite as clearly. Over. Hold on a second. I'm going to stop every now and then just so it doesn't overheat, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
And so, Mom, the whole bag of Christmas stuff is now in San Fernando. I'm sorry to tell you about that. But it's here, and I've enjoyed the almonds, but not all of them. And everything else I won't open until Christmas, but I saw it, and it's beautiful.
That was just...
Hey, can you go to channel 3? I'm not sure she heard the last little bit. I heard you, but let me see if she's still on Skype. I'm trying to get her back up. I can't hear her right now. Be patient, please.
Patient, Tom.
I'm going to hang up on her and try calling her back on Skype. It just, something died.
Cool, I'm here.
Hey, I found a devotional guide for you guys that's written in Spanish, and I thought that might help. That's what we do here at the Hangar. We have, like, a devotional guide, and, like, one different person takes a page every day. And I thought maybe that might be a good help for you, all you ladies.
That's cool. Recently, we were using, very recently, like last week, T-Man and I were, we started a little one, but it's really okay. Whatever we use is fine. We're using one that Javier Velasquez wrote, actually, and honey. But whatever you have, great.
Is it A los pies de Jesús?
Yes, it is.
I like that one. I really did like that one.
But whatever you have, I'm open.
Okay, well, you keep working on what you got, because this one's not going to get there for a couple weeks, and by then you're going to be coming back this way.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let me call your mom back, see if I get a hold of her.
Okay, thanks.
But you guys are doing all right now?
Yeah, we're good. Everybody's good. We're all good.
Good, good, very good.
Are you trying to call her? I've got a question for you, Tom.
Hey, hold on. I got her on the line. We're just talking about Skype. We're busy talking about you.
Hey, talk away.
Okay, here goes your mom.
Okay, Katie, can you hear me now?
I can, Mom. I can hear you. I'm just going to talk a little bit and then let it go, and you can say hi or okay or something, just so I know that you heard what I said.
Yeah, just tell me about your older and younger roommates and how it's going and how your older roommate's arm is.
Okay, I'll tell you about a few sentences, and then I'll stop, and can you say okay just so I can know that you heard me, and then I'll keep going.
Okay.
You're good. Older roommate. Her arm, she has no cast. It's sore still. She has to do physical therapy. It's kind of weak. She has a calcium deficiency.
Try to talk as loud as you can because I'm straining to hear you. Over.
Okay, older roommate. Arm is weak. She has a calcium deficiency. She's trying to do physical therapy. It's still weak. Over.
Okay, I hear you much, much better now. I think she's fine taking a calcium supplement. Over.
Yes, she is. Over.
Glad, and I'm sorry to hear that it's still weak. Is it hurting her, and is it in a cast, did you say? Over.
It is not in a cast anymore. If she puts much pressure on it or does something or it gets bumped kind of strongly, it hurts.
Okay, all right. So tell me how it went while she was in Santa Cruz. Is things going okay?
Well, when Greg was here the last few days, I gave him on his flash drive some emails that I've written to you, and so you will have my in-depth thoughts of the last 3 weeks. My summary overall is that it's okay, but still, no matter what I do or she does, we are just a million worlds apart as far as maturity and culture. And so that will, it's just a barrier. It's not horrible, but it's just a gigantic barrier. So, but you will get those emails very soon. Over.
Well, that's good. It's good that you realize it, and I hope that you put that letter I wrote you into practice. And remember that even if you and she were both from the same culture, that you would have problems. That's what everybody says, is that the main problem on mission fields is conflicts between ministry partners. Over.
It's completely true. It's completely true. Yeah, it's tricky, but your letter was all completely 100% right on, and amen. It was good. Over.
So there you go. So memorize it and pray about it and do it. And there you go. Just remember that it's all about sacrifice. And nobody ever says that anything is going to be even or fair. And God didn't say that either. And so that's how he's going to, what's the word? Not hone you, but, well, maybe that is the word. Over.
Good. Yeah, I'm going to tape this letter to my wall, actually.
Good, good. Well, it's, we're always in the process, and remember that the enemy is always prowling and trying to get in between you and make it worse. So, as I told someone a few days ago about their situation, that it's not people, it's the powers of evil that are messing everything up. Over.
It's so true, Mom. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so how are you physically? And what was it that you have eaten lately? Was it chaya? Because when we talked the other time, the connection was really bad. I could tell that you had made something to eat, but I couldn't tell what you were saying that it was. Over.
I believe I had made something from my garden. My garden is starting slowly to have vegetables, and so I do have chai leaves, and I have a cucumber wannabe, and I have beans that are in the process of growing.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad to hear that. And are you staying healthy? And Sandy Boer wants to know if you're taking your vitamins. Over.
I'm going to be 100% dead honest with you and say about half the time I'm taking them. And so I need to put them in a more, like, ADD-proof place because I just get distracted so easily if they're just on a not visible place. So I take them half the time because I'm just distracted easily. So I just need to be a little more proactive and put them somewhere I see every day, I don't know, on the kitchen table instead of where they are next to my medicine in my room. So half the time, thanks for asking about it. It makes me do it, actually. Thank you.
Yeah, well, iron sharpens iron. There you go. Man, what else did anybody ask? Oh, here's one. Pastor Brian wanted to know if you are using any of the principles that you used, that you learned in the Alliance Leaders course that he taught you. Over.
I'm thinking. Hold on a second. I'm thinking. Well, I guess one maybe principle of the threefold kind of style of that program. I don't know how else to say that. There are like three pillars of the way the Alliance, that program, how it teaches and whatever, which has to do with basically homework and then the class discussion and then practice, practical, whatever. And I feel like obviously I'm not going through that material with anyone right now, but we are, you know, meeting with the believers and praying together. And then I am, the thing I am doing is, like, in the services and things, I feel like I'm accessing them and having different believers, like, asking them to pray, to, you know, close in prayer, open in prayer, like, you know, not just coming and serving and having, like, classroom, you know, which is what, you know, the classes are, like Bible studies, but also being responsible for parts of the service.
Good. That's good that you're involving them, because that was something that someone else had said, too. I don't know what older missionary you had talked to who had advised you to do that. That's good to hear, and we will keep praying for that. One other thing, what was it? Oh, yeah, Aunt Nancy Verley is sending to you in Santa Cruz, which you will get at Christmas, a book. For a book study on the entire book of Romans, I think. It was on the radio. It's by Chuck Swindoll. And there are also CDs to go with it, but you don't have any way of playing CDs, do you? Over?
I do, actually. I do now. Yes, I do. I do. Yes, I do.
Is it any way that anyone else... I mean, it would be on your laptop, I would think, of course, so the sound would be small. Is that correct? Over?
That is not correct, actually. It's older, but it's a boomboxy kind of thing, and it plays CDs, and it's got good sound. So there you go. I've got something.
So how do you feel about getting this? She was going to send you all the CDs along with the book, and I advised her to send the book to you now. They're in Santa Cruz, so you'll get it at Christmas. And then she's going to send me the CDs, and then I will keep my ears open for anybody, like maybe when Dana comes back at Christmas, that I could send them down to Georgia or to someone. So, because I think it's like a few pounds, I think, of CDs. It's quite a few. And then you could use them forever. So it will come in two different bunches. I wanted to make sure first, though, that you could use the CDs before I would send them over.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Mom. Yes, you can send them to Dana. She'll be home at Christmas time and come back a little while. I'll see her in February. I'll see her in February. That's totally fine. We are right now in Romans 3, and we're, like, inching along like little snails. So that'll be a very appreciated study.
Okay, yes, I had read, someone said, I think Amy put an update on your blog, says that you're in Romans 3. So we all know that, and I keep telling everybody to read your blog, so people all pretty much know just about as much as I know about you all the time, which is great, and Amy does a great job. And Sunny, who is Sunny anyway? She's so great about getting information back and forth. Over.
Oh, I thought I told you this. Sunny is an angel that came from the sky.
Yes, I think she is. Is she a SAM missionary? Over.
Okay, Sunny her name is not Mercado. Sunny is the sister of Tony Mercado. She is a single girl who is a doctor of I don't know how many years she studied. She studied in Bolivia. She studied in Brazil. Same parents as Tony Mercado, their sisters. She's been in and out of Bolivia since I've been here, way before she studied medicine in Bolivia before I even got here. So she's just really, really cool, great girl who's the same age as Dana. She's just really cool. And she just decided to, like, adopt me and help me with stuff and communicate with me and talk to you, and she's just awesome.
She is lovely, and now that you say it, you did tell me some of that. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I think you sent that information on an email back with Greg. So she lives in Santa Cruz, is that correct? Over.
Yes, Sunny has lived in Santa Cruz, but she's mostly been visiting in and out the time I've been in Bolivia.
Okay, I see. Well, she's pretty great. Let's see, what else did I want to ask you? I hope you've taken at least one picture of a tarantula for posterity. Over.
Boy, I didn't hear you at all. Sorry, Mom. Can you repeat?
Have you taken any pictures of the tarantula so I will see your pictures someday?
There's a really good picture taken by Dina that I have. There was one that who killed last night. The visiting Bolivian pastor killed it. Tom, Greg was here. It was gigantic. Its body was like just it wasn't the size of your hand, but it was like pretty big. The size of your like palm. It was pretty big. Anyway, pictures, I have some pictures, but I need to take more.
Oh, good. If I dared, I would scream when you said that it was about as big as your hand. That's That's pretty frightening.
Over.
Being in Chloe's room with her and seeing one on the wall, and then it disappeared, and I was glad. Over.
Are you there? Is the radio hot?
Can you hear us? Hello, Katie.
Tom, my radio is burning up.
Okay, you can't hear me no more. Okay, Katie, Mom says goodbye.
Hello, call me to CFA or Mom.
Okay, can you hear me?
Mom, CFA.
Okay, can you hear me?
Tom, I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't think you'll be able to hear me much longer, though. Your mom says she loves you.
Hi, thanks so much. I think my radio's really hot.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Can you tell my mom I love her and she's the best thing ever?
I think she heard ya.
Okay, she really rocks so much. She's funny and she's wise, which is the best combination ever.
She can hear it.
Okay, awesome. She's the best. Over.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Connect with you tomorrow. Thanks to Mom. Mwah, to my mom.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks. Bye.